Porn-free internet. That is our topic right now. That almost sounds like an oxymoron, actually. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Matt Gore, who's involved with something called Canopy, canopy.us, and their tagline is Canopy, a better way to block pornography. Matt, thank you for joining us on Vocal Point. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
All right, give us an overview of the problem.
So today, good kids have a hard time avoiding seeing pornography online. So in the past, kids had to go look for inappropriate content. Today, it is everywhere. I just recently saw a study that said 90% of teenagers have seen porn online, and 10% say they watch porn every day. That's 10% of teens admit to it. So the problem is just really exploded.
Here's a quote from you. Girls are asked for inappropriate photos all the time. Many teens tell us that sending and receiving nudes is a common part of relationships and even of flirting. This is becoming normalized? Is that true?
This is absolutely normalized. I was actually just talking to a college student, and he said that the majority of the people he knows who are in relationships sext. It's a normal part of consensual of sort of any kind of dating relationship.
Wait. Would you define that, please? Sext. What does that mean?
Yeah. So sext, it can mean a couple different things, but on the extreme end, it means sending nude photos of yourself, selfies, to someone else. On sort of the lighter end of things, it can just mean sending sexually explicit messages. But really, what worries parents, I think, is sending nude images, especially of underage kids. And it's shocking how common that is. So one study, and this is about 3 years old, said that one in seven teenagers underage had sent a nude image, right? Had sent a nude image of themselves to someone else. And that one in four had received it. So that means that just a lot of teenagers, good kids, are sending photos of themselves out there.
You say that smartphones are wonderful tools to connect to people, but...
Yes. This is what makes it so hard, is we can't just say that these things aren't okay. We can't just say iPhones are bad for kids. You know, I think there are ways that kids are using phones and that parents allow kids to use phones that are bad. But also, kids' social lives are taking place on their phone. That's where most teen social interactions are happening. And that's a really hard thing for parents to wrap their minds around. But we have to be wise about this. These are great tools, but they can be dangerous, right? They can be dangerous. And so parents need to take proactive steps and use tools like Canopy to keep kids safe online. Because unless parents are actively involved in changing the way that their kids use technology, then the chances are their kids, no matter how good they are going to be exposed to really bad stuff.
You quote some mom who said, and this is kind of an analogy, but she said, "I trust my kids, but I would never leave drugs laying around the house," end quote.
Exactly. So parents often say, "Man, I trust my kid. I trust my kid. My kid would never send a nude image. My kid would never look up something inappropriate, look at pornography on the internet." Well, good kids make mistakes. And good kids are asked for things, right? So two-thirds of 12 to 18-year-old girls, that's two-thirds of 12 to 18-year-old girls, are asked for nude images, right? That's shocking to me. But that also means that good kids who go to a good school will probably be asked and will be tempted to do inappropriate things. So what parents need to do is take steps, right? You trust your kids, but you don't leave dangerous things lying around the house, right? You trust your kids, but you never leave... dangerous drugs lying around. You can trust your kids, but that doesn't mean you should give them unfettered access to everything on the internet.
You know what's interesting about that, too, is since kids don't necessarily have the proper perspective on things and so forth, if somebody were to actually take a photo of themselves, you know, and they were nude or whatever, and they sent that photo, that's permanent. I mean, that can never be erased. I mean, that photo might show up 30 years from now, you know, and be tied to that person and cause them to lose a job and whatever. I mean, but I guess they lack that kind of that perspective. So explain to us about Canopy.
Yeah, so Canopy is cutting-edge digital parenting technology that helps parents protect their families online. So you might have heard of a different digital parenting apps out there. What makes Canopy different is that it uses artificial intelligence to look at images online and block pornography. But also, and this is really exciting, it also can look at the photos that kids take on their phone and store on their phone and can determine whether or not there's nudity on them. And so what you can set it up to do is if a kid takes a nude image on their phone, it can say, Canopy can jump in and say, hey, are you sure you meant to take that photo? You can delete it right now, or you can run it by mom for approval. Right? The idea is that hopefully the kid deletes it right there, right? And sort of trains the kid to make sure that they're making wise decisions online. So that's what Canopy does. It blocks pornography that other filters miss. It can also stop sexting in a way that no other digital parenting app can.
And how does it work?
So it works by using, it uses a VPN. And so basically it reroutes your internet software to Canopy servers really quickly. And then in a couple milliseconds, it looks at images. And if the image is inappropriate, it can remove it or block the entire website. So here's what makes this really exciting. I always use this one example, but sometimes there's one inappropriate photo on otherwise a good website, right? And most filters will just miss that because they only block, you know, quote, bad websites with pornography on them. But Canopy recognizes that the digital world is dynamic. Things are changing. And now there's pornography everywhere, even on good websites like Facebook. And so what Canopy does is it looks at images as they appear and says, okay, that's okay or that's not okay. And that way we catch things that no one else does. And so we can keep your family safer.
Huh. And how do people, do they subscribe to this or they download the app or how does it work? You're based by advertisements or whatever?
Yeah, it's a monthly subscription, and so about $10 can keep your entire family safe. You can protect 5 different devices. So you can install Canopy on, say, the family computer, on the iPad you leave laying around in the kitchen, on your iPhone or your Android phone. You can even put it on your own phone to protect you, because, you know, sometimes you run across stuff that you don't want to see. And so it's an app. It takes about 15 minutes to fully install it. And then for about $10 a month, it keeps your family safe, right? So this is something that I think is really important that parents often aren't thinking about, right? That they're really involved parents who are thinking about how to keep their kids safe, what kind of movies their kids are watching, right? What kind of people their kids are hanging out with, what kind of school their kids go to. But what they're not thinking about is that their kid spends maybe 8 hours a day on their phone or 5 hours a day on their computer. And so it's really important as a parent to parent digitally just like you do in the real world, to really be involved in what your kid is seeing and doing on the internet.
You know, it's interesting. I'm not even sure what the age is appropriate as to when a child should even receive a phone, especially a smartphone these days. What do you think?
That's a great question. I think I recently saw a statistic that said that half of elementary school kids have some sort of smart device.
That's scary.
And that's really, you know, I think that's probably too much, right? So I know that every family is different and that families will make different decisions. But I really do strongly think that parents need to be really engaged. And it's hard. It's hard to be really involved with what your kid is doing online. Canopy makes it much easier and really helps you stay protects, really make sure that pornography and sexting doesn't happen, which is amazing. And, you know, there's a lot of other things that aren't pornography that maybe you don't want your kid seeing online. And I think that's where a parent needs to be really engaged. And so I think, man, if a parent isn't doesn't have the time or ability to really jump in and be engaged with what their 8-year-old is seeing online, well, you know, maybe we should rethink having an iPad available, because it really shapes your heart. It really shapes your mind. It really shapes how you view the world. And frankly, I don't know about you, but I feel like I have way too much screen time in my life. And so I kind of miss those childhood days without screens. And so maybe giving your child more time to be a child is really could be a really big blessing.
Yeah. Somewhere along the lines, I don't remember who it was, but somebody said that they didn't think a child should receive a smartphone until they're about age 16. And that kind of makes sense, but I don't know. Of course, I have an 8-year-old granddaughter, and boy, to wait all the way until she's 16, I could just picture the blowback on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. There's an amazing organization based out of Austin as well that we're friends with at Canopy. It's called Wait Until 8. Wait Until 8. And what they do is they're a national movement that tries to get groups of parents when the kids are in kindergarten to get together and all agree, hey, let's not get our kids smartphones until the summer of their 8th grade year, but right before they go to high school, right? Because part of what makes it so hard is if one kid gets a phone, then suddenly every kid wants a phone.
Yeah.
And so if you can create a cultural norm, you can create a new new rule of the road for an entire group of kids, it can really help each parent and family make good decisions, right? And so I'm just a huge fan of Wait Until 8. I think they do a great job. And I think that's also a reasonable line, you know, maybe not a smartphone until high school, but that's me. I think different families will want to do different things and will need to do different things. And one thing that people often don't consider is how having older siblings affects exposure to inappropriate content.
Okay.
So one of the indicators of if a kid will see pornography or what age a child will see pornography is whether or not they have older siblings. So the more older kids hanging out, the higher the likelihood that child will somehow be exposed to pornography. And so, man, if you have a device in your home, even if you trust the child, it just makes sense to use a filter like Canopy to keep everyone in the family safe, not just the person who owns the device.
All right. Now, one statement you've said is porn is a lot like a dangerous drug. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, the neuroscience is really catching up with the idea that pornography is addictive. It can act in some ways like a drug, right? Where once you see it, you'll want more and more of it. Now, one really concerning way that a lot of people use pornography is there's an effect called escalation, where maybe at first people are watching a certain kind of pornography or a certain kind of image, and then later they're seeing something much more hardcore to get the same effect. And so this is really concerning. This is something you see with addictions in other areas, but it's really concerning because it could lead people down a dark path to where maybe when they start watching pornography, it might be mainstream, but later on it could be something that they really don't want to see or they don't want to think of themselves as attracted to. Because I think pornography can shape you. It can shape your tastes, just like doing anything a lot can shape you. And so one thing, again, this is like the smart mom we talked to once who said, I trust my kids, but I don't leave dangerous drugs lying around the house. You can trust your kids, but not ever want them to have that first cigarette, not ever want them to have that first hit of something, right, that can lead to much darker things later on. So it's about being wise and keeping your kids safe to make as long as possible.
Okay, this is Matt Gore that we've been talking with. He's the Director of Engagement at Canopy, and the website is canopy.us. Canopy.us. Matt, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you so much.